football on off the ball.
Yes, this is the issue of international management, isn't it? It's not that easy to find tests against the big teams and can't replicate the competitive environment of a World Cup or a Euro, yeah, particularly a World Cup.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Gaelic football on Off the Ball. Thanks to Movember Ahead of the Game. Building mentally resilient GAA communities on and off the pitch. This is News Talk.
Well done. 223 to 15 points. Just talk us through that performance. What you targeted, how you feel, the aftermath.
Yeah, I suppose looking at Louth against Monaghan, they were absolutely excellent. I remember being at the game, and when they went down to 14, I thought they were in trouble, you know, but they could just kick over Monaghan's press all the time. Monaghan lost a lot of midfielders over the last couple of years, right from Darren Hughes last year retiring, right up to Gary Moan and Carol Gallagher, and they just, Louth just dominated them on the kickouts. So we just thought, we knew McDonald would still win a lot of kickouts. We knew Louth would still win a lot of kickouts, but we just thought we could get to 50-50 there with them, and we did, you know, and it made a big difference.
Obviously, attack is such a huge thing for your team, and come see them that again, but how are they knitting it together so well? Because there was a number of times, all four, whoever your 11 was, whether it was Conway or Telly combined with Kobe and Vernon and Ryan, you must be so happy with how they're connecting up there.
Yeah, like we struggled at the start of the year. Stephen will tell you, I was probably too kind to the Sigerson a tiny bit, and I was with Keno, and then the under-20s happened with Kobe and Dara, so we never really got them together before the Connacht Championship. So that 5 weeks between Roscommon and the Monaghan game was huge for us. And I remember we played a challenge match, was it Kildare, Stevie? Mm-hmm. We played, and the three boys were just, that was the first time we really seen the connection. So we're hoping to just kind of keep pushing on from here.
How are you playing with such freedom in Crow Park? These young fellas that are only in their first couple of games in Crow Park.
I think,
how does that happen?
I think you answered the question with your answer, or you answered the question with your question. They're young. They've a great leader in Ryan up there who's kind of teaching them the way, but they're talented boys, Tommy, and it's just great to see it. It's great to see the Mayo crowd back in Crow Park supporting the team. That's just the most important thing.
You've played in a lot of semi-finals. What do you take from this one that could be a little different?
Yeah, the whole thing for, like, in a semi-final, it is for winning. You can dress it up any way you want. Semis are to give yourself a chance to go and win the big prize in any competition, county championships, Connacht championships, and All-Ireland championships. But for us, we had a name at the start of the year. Can we get the Mayo crowd back supporting the team? And I think that was answered today, you know.
What about the defence, Andy? I suppose the forward trying to get out of the headlines. Loads of turnovers, loads of aggression. I saw it online by one previous high-profile manager that you can't coach a team to defend, or Paddy Tallycat.
Yeah, thanks. I try to keep away from the e-books online, Willie. I feel we've really, really, really good one-to-one defenders who are absolutely addicted to playing football, and they just want to learn. And does that sometimes take time? And does it sometimes take a bit of energy and months and training? Of course it does. And but we're not the finished article. Let's be honest here. When the likes of Young McGrail and these boys can play 55 minutes and 19 years of age in Crow Park, it makes a big difference. But I think, again, I mentioned Ryan up front, the likes of Hessian and the likes of Dunican, Jack Coyne and Mac Bryan at the back are just, they're great leaders to have around the place.
Andy, does Kobe McDonald bring something different that Mayo haven't had coming into other finals?
Yeah, I suppose I was very close to the last one. Oisín is a tiny bit different in terms of Oisín Mullen. He's a defender, and he'd take you out of the game, and he's that burst come forward. But the two that I've seen like that are Pearce Hanley and Kobe. And yeah, of course they do. To be honest with you, they're like, let's be honest, they're generational talents. You see, you're going to watch a guy tomorrow, Kieran Kilkenny, playing for Dublin, who went over for a month or two and came back, and a couple of months later he played against us in 2012 in an All-Ireland semi-final. You know, of course these boys bring something different. They're just, the Aussies aren't after them because they're average players. They're after them because they're the best.
Tommy mentioned freedom, but no one typifies that freedom but Mayo, maybe more than him.
No, I don't think so. He went through on goal in the last minute against Cork. I was trying to tell him to hit it over the bar, but there was no chance. So he's just his own guy. He's Stevie will tell you there, you wouldn't even know he's around the place till he puts on the pink boots and starts playing a bit of football. You know, you wouldn't. I swear to God, he's just quiet, isn't he, Stevie? He's just quite humble young man, and he plays with that kind of 18-year-old freedom. Yeah, we've a few of them. We've a few of them in terms of like Owen would have the same sort of, I suppose, quietness. But when he plays differently. He play a bit like Keith Higgins and these guys. So when these guys come along, they absolutely elevate everyone around the place. Yeah.
And in terms of the build-up, do you think the county will go crazy again, or do you think they bring Bart 1-2 minutes out?
Nah, see, like, you laugh at that, lads. I don't laugh at that. I find it very, actually, dismissive, if I'm being honest. I think it's a bullshit question, if I'm being honest. And I don't mean that in any disrespect, but I think if it's a disrespectful question. Our county have been starved the last 4 or 5 years. If they go a bit nuts, let them. You're going to go to a game tomorrow. Every single one of you are going to write the Kerry or Dublin are going to win the All-Ireland Final. Right? Right? Does anyone here think they are going to win the All-Ireland Final? No, thank you. So that question is nonsense. If our supporters want to enjoy it, let them enjoy it.
And you've only got 2 points there at the start of the second half. After the 7th spell, it was resulting in sort of tenacious turnovers. What's the clues of that?
Yeah, I thought Sam and Bob, we identified, I suppose, that Loud were going to close up that middle, like, to do so well. And we knew there was going to be second balls there in terms of if we go in there, and you have to go in there to try to get your goals. But if you're in there on your second ball, I thought Sam and Bob, I thought that Hessian just kept coming out with the ball every single time, and it just gave us that platform. I think we got 1 or 2 points after that, you know.
Andy, before today, you only had 3 goals in the championship, and you doubled that in one afternoon. Like, is there anything you worked on specifically in the last couple of weeks? It could have been 4 or 5 perhaps today. So what changed?
Yeah, so as the weeks go on, I remember being in OMA and coming out of OMA and thinking, lads, the boys are beginning to click. They're beginning to... I know we came out of OMA and we talked about it. It was just one of those games where we were so close to winning, but you could see that there was huge progression happening. And you were just kind of praying then that it didn't end the week after. So we've just kind of worked on different stuff every week, Anthony, depending on the opposition. And, you know, today we did work on it, if I'm being honest, and it's something that paid off.
Stephen, obviously, as I said, like, fans are going to go crazy for the next couple of weeks, but it's not your first time in the build-up to an All-Ireland final. How important is your role with guys like Rock, Dara, and Bobby, who are used to this experience in terms of, you know, make sure they're staying focused and
prepared
for the final?
Yeah, I suppose one thing Andy mentioned is you wouldn't notice the guys around the place because very composed young men, no egos, no distractions, very focused. They'll be the fellas telling us to do a recovery session tomorrow morning, focus on 2 weeks' time, get on huddle, review the games today. So I don't think we'll have any problem. They're very happy with the culture of the group. Of course, I'll try and give guidance and learnings from the past, but these guys have their own way of doing things as well, so just support them as much as possible and keep going.
Stephen, you've been around for a few years. Too many. Does it last, you say, in the time of championship, but you could see yourself 7 years ago?
I don't think we would have entered the competition if we didn't think we could be here. 16 teams, Division 1, Division 2, so there's no difference between anyone, but you'd have to go and do it. And now, over the next 2 weeks, we have to go and do that. So, yeah, we're happy we're in this position.
What has got better?
I'd say we've just grown as a team. We fight for each other, back each other up, cover, defend, play the ball into space for guys who have speed and talent. And we're always supporting each other. So I think we've just been very connected over the last 7 or 8 weeks, and long may that continue.
And you have to switch up last questions, okay?
So you have to tell the likes of Derek Vernon it's okay if you're going to kick right at first ball or you've missed 2 shots. And then you actually, for the goal, you got the short, throws that hard to chase after and get back. Or even Ryan tried to sign him, but wanted down and turned over at Ryan for 2.3. Like, they don't seem to be weighed down by your own way of going.
Well, you know, I think probably every team has a personality, and like, we're trying to get that back into us. It's there's no point having forwards like Keane McHale there, misses a 13-yarder, and I think he dummies your man the next one, he kicks it over the bar. So there's no point having that sort of forward if you're not going to give them the freedom to go and kick. So there is freedom there, but they know that themselves. And like, in fairness to the young fellas, they're very good at asking questions and very good at knowing their kind of role within the group. And yeah, I just like the likes of Stevie was a bit dismissive there of himself. these guys have a huge role. We knew today coming into it, we had the experience in the room that have played in All-Ireland semi-finals, the Stevies, the Aidens, these guys, Jermids, and they really helped the guys moving into that. And it just, again, just explaining what Morris is saying, do they have the freedom? These guys are giving them the freedom to make a mistake and to not be left out of it, to say, okay, listen, we know you've got a good talent, you've a unique talent, go and use it, you know?
Gavin, so I suppose no hiding the disappointment, bad day at the office overall.
Yeah, look, it's easy to come into these rooms when you're winning games and won big games, and we've won big games this year, and it's much more difficult when you come in and after a defeat like that. But honestly, this journey that we've been on this year has been absolutely magical, and yeah, the scenes the last 2 weeks in Louth, like, sometimes it's just bigger than the team, like what our young people experienced this week, and our clubs and the local area, like, it's been amazing. And yeah, the performance today was disappointing, and the result was bitterly disappointing, and it just seemed to be one of those games today that whatever could go wrong went wrong. Like, we were kicking into the breeze in the warm-up and down into the hill, and then we even knew from the first game that down were 9 or 10 up, and so we had that feel, and then when we were shooting into the breeze, the ball was holding up, and I genuinely believe in our attack today in the first half that had a burn, like we were rushing things. We spoke before we went out when we knew we were playing with the breeze that, hey look, let's be controlled, like let's not rush this. But yeah, it looked like our attacks were so rushed, and things that we haven't been doing all year, they appeared. So yeah, really, really disappointing. But honestly, like, our boys this year has been absolutely amazing, and I just spoke to them there inside, and yeah, it's not a day, it's disappointing, but it's not a day to drop your shoulders, they take your shoulders up. And yeah, what they did for Louth is amazing. It's a matter now, are we willing to, if there's a bump in the road, we'll hit it, that's for sure. And there's another bump in the road, and I keep saying this, that we keep going again. And like, there was a gap out there today. There's a gap physically, speed wise. When we were coming out with the ball, we were getting turned back. That's the first thing I felt. Like, all year we weren't able to break lines and make impacts. Today we were getting turned back, and that's like, you can see that visibly early on in the game. And like, that's a gap, and there's a gap. And yeah, from giving a few weeks off, and yeah, we got to close that gap.
And you mentioned a lot of unforced errors in that first half, and you were punished severely, Gavin. You know, it's Craig Lennon, which was obviously a major blow at that stage of the game, but at 4 points down at half-time, you must have still been optimistic that you could turn it around, given what we've seen from this Louth team over the past 3 or 4 matches.
Yeah, defensively in the first half, we've seen that we were always defending, scrambling, like, and there's no way to defend, that you're chasing your own goals and you're constantly scrambling, that you got to be prepared to scramble. But it seemed as if every time we were defending, it was a scramble coming from our unforced turnover. Or look, let's give Mio some credit, massive credit, like, their defending today was immense, and I thought it was immense as well in the previous game. But yeah, it's no way to defend when you're chasing back your own goals constantly. And yeah, that had a serious burn in the game.
And the start of the second half, you gave away the early 2-pointer, and it really was got even harder from that point. And Mayo, they were coming at you in waves, and you really had no answers.
Yeah, look, the breeze out there, I don't know, it felt like they're looking in, but there's a serious hold up going into that hill today. And yeah, it was so disappointing that going in four down at half time, like, losing Craig today was mammoth, like, in terms of our impacts and our subs. Like, it just rearranged absolutely everything, and boys that we were planning after 40 minutes that we could bring in more energy, that they were staying on an extra 7 or 8 minutes, and it just disjointed everything. And yeah, but that's sport, like, you got to adapt and move things. And yeah, it was just a difficult day today.
Gavin, the 3 goals, I think, all came from turnovers and maybe involved a bit of kick passing as well. There were such energy killers as well. I think the first one came from a Kieran Downey 2-point effort. It's a big swing, the second goal, sorry, that was. It's a big swing from that.
Yeah, you mentioned, like, it's no way to defend. Like, you got to be prepared to do it. Of course you do. But when you're constantly doing it, it just saps the energy out of you. But I thought Mio today, like, it's that level that we spoke about earlier, like, their transitional play, their variations to keeping the ball and being controlled with the ball, to then move with the foot when the opportunity arises. Like, that is a new game now. Like, you've got to bring that to the top level. Like, quickly they can transition that ball through the foot, and like, they could have scored 4 or 5 more goals today. moving that ball through the foot. And like, to get to the next level, you've got to be prepared to do that. Like, you can't constantly run the ball. And I think you want to score majors, and like, it's whatever, but 3 points, it's the momentum it gives the stadium. And like, that place out there today was rocking. It's just disappointing, the support that we've been getting. And coming in there today, like, I'm an avid Liverpool supporter, and it was, felt like we're driving into Anfield, honestly. Like, there's a buzz there that was electric. It was just disappointing for the spectacular supporters we have not to turn up today. Like, it's just so disappointing, because we're better than that, although I do believe there's a level or two that we have to go again.
Just on that, and Andy Moran was asked earlier on about it, and he was quite bullish in his response about the hype that's going to happen in Mayo now over the next few weeks and the build-up, and he was saying you got to let the fans enjoy it. You spoke about maybe the legacy of young kids seeing this in the last couple of weeks. Just two-fold question. Do you think it had an impact, and is it not important for the county to experience something like that in first time in 69 years?
Yeah, like, I mentioned all week to our boys, like, because I could feel that there was a tension about that, you know. I can only speak with my experiences, and back in the day it seemed like yesterday, but it's the right while ago now. In 03, like, we came into an All-Ireland semi-final against Kerry, and we beat the previous year by Sligo. It was Mickey's first year, and like, there was Mickey Hart songs going out and left, right and centre, and Kerry were fairly quiet. We came in, I think Muggsy was caught in a nightclub with Jordan or something, I don't know. So we came in with a real buzz and a real energy to that game, and there was that sense, are we overhyped or whatever? But no, there was a game to play, and we got grounded, and Mickey made sure of that. And I felt as well today, like, you have to embrace these things. Like, you can't hide away from it. Like, it's our game, we love it, and our supporters love it. Like, you're living with your family, your local shop, you got to embrace that. And I genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, don't believe one iota that had anything to do with today. Like, you got to embrace it, and I'd advise Mayo to do the same. And when they're rocking the Croke Park, go rocking.
Did you expect Mayo to be as good again?
Sorry?
Did you expect Mayo to be as good?
Absolutely. Like, he was 13 times since the millennium there at the stage of the competition. And they're a fantastic bunch as well. Like, the noise and the fever that they bring as well. Like, they're mammoth. Like, and like, honestly, for me, like, I'd love to see them go over the line now. Like, they've been there just enough times now, it's time to go and break that glass ceiling. So I'd love to see them go and do it now.
When you're talking about the level thing, but you've been involved with the underage community, what now? Because you obviously have to get to that level.
I think it's what Tommy spoke about there, about embracing it and letting people in around to shield them away. I think that was so important for us. Like, it was that out there today was bigger than even our team, like, what it means to the people of Louth and our children. And I think if you were around RD or Dundalk or Drogheda in the last 10 days, you'd see that. Like, we're constantly on a journey here. And yeah, we were in Johnson House last week, and I shout out the squad at one stage. One of the transitions says, you know, we had 4 or 5 young boys down playing, and I felt that, you know, we'll probably be as weak as we'll be for the next 5 or 6 years. I think we're going to improve and get better. And but we got to bounce now. We got to use the experience of today. We got to learn quickly.
Gavin, what was the nature of Craig's injury?
It's an issue with the knee, and he's going for a scan on Monday, so we'll know. Fingers crossed for that.
Oh, I have no idea. From where I was, it was a frontal tackle, and frontal tackle is a free anywhere. Okay, lads.
Just on the game itself, Jack, for yourselves. David himself, he played in the moments, but I suppose in days where he didn't have the lights, the big moments that he normally has, Paddy really stepped up, Sean O'Shea really stepped up, Graham Sullivan even got 2 points from wing back as well. So I suppose you need those to come up as well in the big days.
What question are you asking me now?
Just saying that the other lads chipped in when
look, David was double and triple marked, and we anticipated that. I thought he still played well. He scored 1-5, that's not too bad any day, is it?
What do you think got you over the line today, Jack?
We certainly got a bit of luck at times, no question about it. Bit of experience. That Dublin team have really come. I mean, look at the teams they've beaten in the last couple of games. If you said 6 weeks ago any team that had beat Donegal, you'd say they'd win All-Ireland, you know? So Dublin have come good at the right time. You have to put in the Hill factor. I mean, that's a that's a significant factor. I mean, they won the toss and, you know, played into the hill in the second half, and that's an intimidating sight for any team to be facing that, you know. So I thought Offaly's were awful brave near the end, throwing their bodies on ball. Definitely got a bit of luck and got a few scores on the break, but it took a bit of experience as well. I think at times, you know, we held on to the ball for periods when we wanted to just kill a bit of the Dublin momentum. That comes with experience, and it comes from me here before.
Three big wins on the spin, Armagh, Tyrone, and now again. Just three big wins on the spin, Jack. The Armagh performance, Tyrone, and again today. Where do you feel you're at as a group? I know you've had bodies coming back. You obviously lost Paul Ganey during the week, but you have got a lot of bodies back.
Yeah, you have to understand that we've had a lot of injuries this year, and fellas are still finding their feet. I guarantee you there are men that are still not 100%. You can't miss 8-10 weeks like Shawnee Shea did and be back up to speed. I thought that was remarkable for the amount of time he's missed. So we've a share of players like that. Gavin White, he can kick a ball from the end of November until 5-6 weeks ago. Do you understand? That's a long, long time to be out of football. So I still think we have men that are finding their feet. So we're just hoping this brings on another little bit, because we'll have to come on. If you're judging the two teams, Mayo were probably more impressive than we were this weekend. So we'll have our hands full with that elusive forward line they have with those young lads, Burton and Kobe, and obviously they've got a serious scoring threat. And Ryan O'Donoghue was sensational yesterday. So we've a lot of improving to do.
How much work, Jack, do you do in the week on the bodies role there in terms of, if you're saying you can't prepare for Dublin, Martin, David, the natural byproduct of that is body is more space in. How much work do you do in his role, what do you do in the game?
Well, he again has been trying to find his feet throughout the summer. This has been a fair juggling act for us. Party was plagued with injury at the start of the season, missed a lot of the league. But we feel if the 10-13 side is saturated with bodies, there is going to be space somewhere. And the key then is rotating the ball and switching the play quickly, preferably by foot. And that's how Party found himself in a few pockets today to pull the trigger.
Jack, what's the likelihood of Paul being fit for the All-Ireland final?
Look, he just tweaked a muscle there during the week, and he did a fitness test yesterday morning and was still feeling it, so we just felt that it wasn't worth risking it. But I'd be fairly confident that he'll be fit for the final.
Jack, did you get any benefit from the 2-minute break after the 3-0?
We did a course, because that was tough going. I felt against Tyrone we were hanging on energy-wise. Halfway through the second half we were just hanging on, and all that saved us basically against Tyrone was our kick out retention. Now we lost a good share of kick outs in the second half today, and but we had a bit of extra energy garnered over the 2 weeks, and we needed it all to get men back and block up the middle. And while Dublin threatened goals, I thought we got our men back and we blocked the middle pretty well, and we had a few narrow escapes, no question about it. But our energy levels today were better than they were 2 weeks ago.
Did Tom Sullivan have done a job for you today?
Tom Sullivan could do a job any day. We can only put on 5 subs. We'd love to put on 7 or 8 subs if we could.
Jack, any more thoughts on Mayo's performance yesterday?
They were very impressive, obviously. Sure, loud. I was seen as a very tight game in many people's eyes. Loud were favourites, but they're coming good at a good time. I mean, if we're judging the two performances, you would say they were more impressive yesterday than we were today. The only thing probably in our favour, we have a bit of experience, maybe a bit more experience than some of their younger players, but you know, the exuberance of youth, they might come out and shoot the lights out, you don't know. But it'll make it a great occasion, sure. Mayo are great supporters. Andy Moran has done some job, along with Paddy Talley and the boys there in their first year, so we're expecting a massive battle again in 2 weeks.
You've been involved in
gave that some rattle today, Gerard. Where did you fall short?
Thanks, Tommy. Two areas, application of rules and our shooting boots, Tommy. And they're the two key areas we fell short. And I suppose in the first one, to be fair to inter-county officials, the game is so fast, and certainly with Gaelic games, the new rules, it's up and down. So it's challenging for match day officials. And I would feel very strongly, Tommy, that both sets of players today and other inter-county players, even hurling as well, watching some of the games, that video assisted technology has to come into play for key decisions, because there were obviously three key decisions of a couple of decisions, more than that, that didn't go our way today. And if the officials had an opportunity to have just a quick look, take 30 seconds out, stop the clock, those decisions would have gone a different direction. So that's the first one, I guess. The second one, Tommy, credit to Kerry, congratulations to them on their shooting. They just were a bit more accurate today. I know we probably we'd had the guts of 10 more shots than Kerry today. Just didn't go over or go in. Kerry took their opportunities. We may have finished around 55% shot to score ratio. They were up in the mid to high 60s. So we had enough opportunities as well, despite some of the decisions that didn't go right.
Jack referenced luck in his press conference. I think he did anyway. I hope that he did. When you're talking about those decisions, what are you referring to? Because there's probably a couple of things that were on the periphery for you.
Well, I suppose the first one, the penalty, we teach our players and coach them how to tackle as a second man coming in, have your hands down around your side. And obviously Alex Gavin was putting a bit of heat on Joe O'Connor and forced Joe to turn into Padder. And Padder had his hands down by his side, and Padder takes the contact on the chest, and then the penalty. So that was a poor decision. Then you have a look at the second goal, and it was a square ball that Sean O'Brien. It's not my opinion. You can certainly chat about the penalty one. All right, you could debate that, but certainly the second one was a square ball, because it's not my opinion. That's just a fact. And then our ball, well done to Shane Murphy. Had a fine game, two great saves, but haven't had a chance to look back at the video footage there. It was a goal for us as well. And the referees need assistance, because so much happened. You know, there really is so much happened.
Davy Byrne did a brilliant job on David Clifford, but just on the field, Paddy Clifford looked like he was really in his groove and was purring. It was a big talking point after the All-Ireland final last year. How did you feel about that side of things on a football perspective?
Yeah, I thought the first half, the Paddy maybe finished with five. Did he kick two pointers? We were probably at peace with keeping Paddy and David Clifford to the guts of maybe 12, 13 points between them, which I think we probably hit there, give or take. But for the most part, I thought our defensive effort was second to none. From 1 to 15, the lads worked really hard to try to give a bit of cover to the full back line when possession was lost. Worked hard when we were in that low block. But looking for the most part, I thought the defensive effort from the players was excellent, Tommy.
George, just on, I suppose, the mischances and all in all. Jackson, did you decide to play in the second half against the wind? Was that something consciously you did, or did you have any understanding for that? Because I suppose at half-time, it looked like you weren't far enough ahead. They were going to come out and slot twos over, but you stuck in the game and went at them and had a great start.
Yeah, well, I suppose we would have got the information that Sean O'Shea had started, was due to start, and he's obviously a key 2-point threat. So and him getting back to fitness too. So we figured he might be a bit tireder. In the second half, kicking with the wind, as opposed to being fresh kicking into with the wind in the first half. And it was that kind of decision if you won the toss. But generally speaking, we don't pay too much heed to it. It's obviously a swirling breeze, the semi-finals today, and obviously yesterday as well. Bit of a swirling breeze going to the hill end, but generally speaking, the weather's been good for the last couple of months, Keane.
Most of the time we've always chatted in the year, we talk about character, and as far as lads wanting to be here, they really did show that character to otherwise.
They did, and that in itself is a massive success, the way our guys never gave up, they never gave in. They fought to the very end, they were up against it. The luck didn't go away, and again, luck shouldn't come into it with some of these key decisions. There should be video assisted support there. and I feel strongly on that because I'm trying to explain to the guys down in our dressing room who are out on their feet, given the effort that they put in today's performance, Keelan. But when like we should be taking a look out of it. We there's enough technology there. We introduced Hawkeye a number of years ago. There was a debate around the consistency of how Hawkeye would be applied, but across the grounds, there's obviously three grounds have it now, and everyone gets on with it, even though the same competitions might be played in grounds with no assistance that way. So why do we not have video assisted technology? I think it's something that needs to change for next year. I think referees deserve it. I think players deserve it, Keelan, because everyone is putting so much into it.
And Jeremy, would you put a limit on that? As we've seen in the World Cup, that still doesn't keep everyone happy, and there's still so much debate over the city. So, do you have a little bit of a challenge, or how do you think it would work?
I don't have an answer to that right now. I think you certainly have to look at the penalty today and the square ball, Kerry's second goal, and then our goal opportunity. I think that it hit Mike Breen in the face. Fair play to him, Mike. Mike was in UCD, great fellow, Mike. He did his job as a defender, but all those three decisions, I feel luck would have been taken out, and the referee would have had a chance to get a breather. And I did say that after the Galway game too, with the 2 points that Michael Murphy got to level things up after 70 minutes, that if Martin had an opportunity just to kind of relook at that, it would have been a free out for us, funny enough, you know.
Jared, how do you assess here?
1 4 hours,
an eventful one, but
certainly was. Yeah, bit of a roller coaster, wasn't it? We again set out at the start to trawl the county, which we're doing on a weekly, a fortnightly basis, where we've a good, we've a lot of set of boys out watching games before today's match. Brian Cullen with Johnny Cooper launched a new Dublin Way strategy to unite the Dublin academies on the Rage. Another strategic plan there, so that in itself is a huge positive. And then the work that myself, the management team, the backroom team are doing with players and out scouting games, we're certainly doing as much as we can to ensure that we're giving every fella playing and who is eligible to play senior football for Dublin to give them a chance. So I feel like we did that this year. I think we had 9 debutants in the end and probably ran out of time where the game started to turn. Jack Lundy was just about to come on there as well, but he would have been a 10th debutant, but it wasn't to be for Jack today. Forgot about that, John.
have you been told anything about it? Is there any chance that it might be lifted?
One would hope that common sense will prevail, but we shouldn't call it common sense because it's not that common.
Do you expect many fellas to expect everyone to hang around? Did you get an idea that some people said this would be their last year?
No one told me that directly, Connor. There's obviously a lot of guys there with massive miles on the clock, and so I don't know, but I will be advising them to don't make any decisions in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Just take a breather, go away for a couple of weeks. I think the club championship starts 2 weeks after the All-Ireland final, middle of August. So I wouldn't make any. I would be advising players not to make any big decisions until they've had a bit of a break, you know.
He's had a number of old chances there, Jair, in the second half. But they've played 5 games here now on the new rules, but considered 1 goal. And they're very, very good at the last one. So it's not just luck as well, but they're very difficult to score goals against. And when you're talking to players about that playing tell against them, are you telling them not go for goals? Are you telling them, is it worth the risk? Because a good chance when you miss.
If it's on, we encourage, again, to maybe quote the strategic plan launched this morning, the Dublin Way, no more than the Kerry Way, is the goal's on, you go for it, so you back yourself. And that's what we would always advise our players to do. Kerry were very good. We knew that at Clapson, and Donegal have a similar defensive style too to ensure there's no 3-pointers, but fair play to Kerry today. They kept almost all the goals.
Gaelic football on Off the Ball. Thanks to Movember ahead of the game. Building mentally resilient GAA communities on and off the pitch. This is News Talk.